Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Brief Ethics. My name is Itekena Altred, the immediate past senior special assistant to the River State Governor on physically challenged matters and an activist for the access, equality and inclusion of persons with disabilities into mainstream activities. And my humane contributions in disability landscape have civilly earned me the position of the executive chairman of the Progressive Advocacy for Interventional Development PAID initiative that objectively facilitates synergies among interested stakeholders for the special education and empowerment of persons with disabilities and other indigent persons through the attainment of Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. But just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Eberechi Cissent Nyesom-Wike, the initiator of Brief Ethics.
Greetings to all Rivers people, a people of great compassion. I welcome you to another episode of Brief Ethics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that those living with disability don't expect our pity, but our understanding, empowerment, and support. Our topic today is in commemoration of the United Nations International Day of Persons with Disabilities, which comes up every December 3rd. Please don't forget the guidelines to help us stay safe from coronavirus, especially as the second wave has begun. Like all the past global pandemics, it will soon be a thing of the past. Stay alive by staying safe. According to the United Nations, about 25 million Nigerians are living with disabilities. It is also reported that out of every 10 persons with disability in the country, 9 live below the poverty level. Frequent and fatal road accidents that cause serious injuries leading to stroke, paralysis, and mental illness, as well as the continuous threat and suffering from infectious diseases such as meningitis, tuberculosis, smallpox, polio, amongst others, are directly and indirectly linked to the disabilities suffered by Nigerians. Disability mostly affects vulnerable and marginalized people, in particular women, children, and older people. Disability causes poverty and vice versa. There is a strong relationship between the two and a cyclical tendency. Thus, poverty makes an individual more vulnerable to disability, and disability reinforces and deepens poverty. Therefore, disability, along with old age, gender, and low socioeconomic status, interact to create more instances of poverty and disability in Nigeria and most other developing countries. The Discrimination Against Persons with Disabilities Prohibition Act has been signed into law by the President of the Federal Republic after almost 2 decades of advocacy for the same. The Act prohibits all forms of discrimination against persons with disability. If an individual is found violating this law, he or she will pay a fine of 100,000 naira or several term of 6 months imprisonment. The law imposes a fine of 1 million naira on corporate bodies that violates its provisions. The rights and privileges of persons with disability as provided by the Act includes education, healthcare, priority in accommodation, and emergencies. All public organizations are to reserve at least 5% of employment opportunities for these persons, and the Act gives citizens with disabilities the right to file a lawsuit for damages against any defaulter. While we commend the spirit and letter of this Act of the National Assembly, we call for an enthusiastic and rigorous enforcement in order to achieve the high rate compliance that will fulfill the purpose of the Act. Our guest speaker today will fully explore this topic from a critical perspective. He is Mr. Itekena Altred, former senior special assistant to the Governor of Rivers State on physically challenged matters and an activist for the physically challenged. Please enjoy the episode and do put the great insights received to very good use. Our sensitive and caring people of Rivers State, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless Rivers State.
ihụrụ na anụ ume ka o ndị gị ghara izi ka bụ ndị ọgbakọ ekwere USA ehekwụ koronavirus bụ ehekwụ ka e nwehala egwumisi ka ya ọgwụ ọhịa. Ọ bụ kini ha eme na ọhụ na anyị gbochiri hụsịnụ igboro ncha na omimi na ọsụmaka mgbe nụba ọbụla, hụsịnụ ịkwụsịrị ọkpa aka n'anya ma n'imi maọbụ ọnụ ịkwagbala ọkpa maọbụ na ọsansa hụmasịnụ ikpuchimere ọnụ mgbe nụba ọbụla, richa ihe n'ọkụsamahụ ọbụla ịkpala maka mgbe nụba ọbụla, gworu mụ ọnụba etega n'aka ka egbuga ihe ọkụ tekpata n'aka mgbe nụba ọbụla ịkpala m ha aka, ize kọmfe agịda badụzi lelee ọrụ ekpere maọbụ kwa bebeli ga badụ maọbụ ikwu ameli kezinụ ọdọbiri ọdọbiri, ize n'ụwa ga-esi ezi kpuchime imi ma n'ọnụ mgbe nụba ọbụla ịgbasịba ada aka maọbụ kwa ọbagidebada ibe nda ha eme na ọmaha ya evu ehe ọkụ nye kọ ya enwe ha ehe bịa akụ nye kọ ya zi na-akpa ọkwa shiriri ike nye kọ ya zi na-enwe inwe olu ma ihe ogbugbu ya nụrisha ọkụkụ nda ha kwesịrị ome na ọbịkwa ehi na ọnọdụ ke bụrụ ọma hụsịnụ iri jiri rụwọ mgbe nụba ọbụla, ribe ọkpụkpọ wiri na atamasị mkpụrụ osisi mgbe nụba ọbụla, hụsịnụ ịnwụ gamini nkarị nkarị mgbe nụba ọbụla, hụsịnụ inye gara ehi oge ozikwata anyara nkarị nkarị gbalị n'ụkwụsama ma ọzakpata ọrọ mgbe nụba ọbụla, nda ha kwesịrị ome ma ahụ na evu ehi akụkọ sukwu ndị ọrụ anụ kebokuga NCDC na gringrin 08097000010 biko hụsịnụ ijila aka anyị na-edigbo ehi ịsọkọnye n'ihe ọbụla maọbụ ezinụlọ ka evu ehekụ koronavirus abekwule m nye chigali rivers steeti nwanyị yesom ezenwenwike n'ihi na ọgbarịga nọchihala ehekụ kebokuga koronavirus na ele rivers steeti ndị gị ara izi ka bụ ndị ọgbakọ ekwere USA anụmekao.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef Actis on radio. My name is Itekena Altrade, the immediate past senior special assistant to the Rivers State Governor on fiscally challenged matters. Today on Reef Ethics, our talk shall center on persons with disabilities and the International Day for Persons with Disabilities being 3rd December of every year as set aside by the United Nations General Assembly to take action and promote the full and equal participation of persons with disabilities in all aspects of society and development. Thus, the theme for the year 2020 International Day for Persons with Disabilities is Building Back Better towards a disability inclusive, accessible and sustainable post-COVID-19 world. Definition and facts on disability in Nigeria today includes facts on the federal government has in January 2019 enacted the Discrimination Against Persons with Disabilities Prohibition Act 2018, and the sole objective of this act is to provide for the full integration of persons with disabilities into the society and to establish the National Commission of Persons with Disabilities and vest the commission with the responsibilities for persons with disabilities, education, healthcare, social, economic and civil rights. Disability is defined by the Discrimination Against Persons with Disabilities Prohibition Act 2018 as a long-term physical, mental, intellectual or sensory impairment which in interaction with various barriers may hinder full effective participation in society on equal basis with others. Types of disabilities. The more prevailing disabilities and their characteristics in society today include, number one, developmental disability. The term developmental disability is used to describe those conditions that affect or appear to affect the mental and or physical development of individuals. Disabilities included in this category are mental retardation, cerebral palsy, autism, epilepsy, and in some cases, head traumas. Developmental disabilities are caused by trauma to the developing brain and nervous system, genetic disorders, and metabolic disorders. 2. Hearing impairments. Hearing impairments varies greatly from mild hearing loss to hard of hearing to profound deafness. Mild hearing loss includes those who are able to hear everything except very high-pitched sounds. The term hard of hearing describes those who have mild to moderate hearing loss. In this sense, moderate hearing loss describes people unable to hear a conversation without amplification. Then deaf includes people with severe to profound hearing loss who are unable to hear anything but the loudest sounds such as a jet airplane. Factors contributing to hearing impairment include injury, medication, illness, aging, sudden or prolonged exposure to loud sound, and genetic factors. 3. Learning disability. Learning disability is a neurological disorder that interferes with a person's ability to store, process, or produce information, and this causes gaps between one's ability and performance. This can affect one's ability to read, write, speak, or compute math, and can impair social skills. Learning disability differs from handicaps, mental retardation, autism, deafness, blindness, behavioral disorders. Learning disability is not as a result of economic disadvantage, environmental factors, or cultural differences. Thus, dyslexia is one example of learning disability. 4. Visual impairments. Visual impairments is used to describe many degrees of vision loss, including low vision, legally blind, and totally blind. Visual impairments are caused by injury that accidentally damages the eye, or disease that may have adversely affected one or more organs of the eye, or congenital blindness is such which relates to a condition present at birth, whether inherited or caused by environment, especially from the womb. 5. Mobility impairments. The term mobility impairments is used to describe numerous disabling conditions which affect movements and ambulation. This is popularly known as physical disability or being physically challenged. Mobility impairments may be caused by accidents or other traumatic events, and chronic diseases or health conditions that proceed slowly from birth. Thus, mobility impairments may occur before, during, or after birth. Examples of common disability conditions resulting in mobility impairments include arthritis, cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, spinal cord injury, and stroke. Let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Don't sit. There are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio. My name is Itekena Altred, the immediate past senior special assistant to the River State Governor on physically challenged matters, and an activist for the access, equality, and inclusion of persons with disability into mainstream activities. And I've been speaking on the topic, building back better toward a disability inclusive, accessible, and sustainable post-COVID-19 world in commemoration of the International Day for Persons with Disabilities. I've earlier spoken on the types of disability and their causes, and now I shall be talking on the international intervention for persons with disability. The World Health Organization has revealed that about 15% of the world's population lives with some form of disability, of whom 2-4% experience significant difficulties in functioning. This global estimate for disability is on the rise due to population aging and the rapid spread of chronic diseases, as well as improvements in the methodologies used to measure disability. Thus, it is imperative that society treat persons with disability as individuals with special needs. That is why the United Nations General Assembly has set December 3rd of every year as International Day for Persons with Disabilities. The day is an annual occasion designated to strategically support persons with disabilities in our various communities and institutions and raise awareness of the importance of creating a future where persons with disabilities experience equal opportunity and face no barriers in all aspects of their lives, whether it be going about their day-to-day lives with adequate accessibility in their communities, joining the workforce, or being able to showcase their abilities and reach their goals without facing barriers. The International Day for Persons with Disabilities should be celebrated as a movement used to break down barriers to inclusion and advocate for the rights of persons with disabilities. So my advice for persons with disabilities in this era of post-COVID-19 is persons with disabilities that are students, unemployed, and unskilled have undoubtedly suffered the most because of their dependency on mostly charity and caregivers to survive. And most of them that are employed have recently lost their employment. For those that are entrepreneurs, patronage from customers has gotten so low that they now seek for bailout to return back to business. The scales of survival has truly shifted from good to now bad for income-earning persons with disabilities, and bad to now worst for unearned persons with disabilities, mostly those with families. Parents with disabilities will confidently tell you that they spend on their household with disability twice the resources accosted for an able-bodied household. Survival for families of or with persons with disability is quite unbearable this season of post-COVID-19. And they sure need possible assistance and socioeconomic engagement this period. This period calls for persons with disability to understand that until they build the right self-esteem and are able to coordinate themselves as a community to demand for their access and inclusion in life's developmental activities, they would solely rely on charity, handouts, and political pity from our governments and leaders. Persons with disabilities should exercise self-actualization, group reorientation and education, and mass movement aimed at approaching governments at all levels to implement disability-sensitive policies that will, amongst other things, establish disability database and enforce the Discrimination Against Persons with Disability Prohibition Act 2018 that would ensure the political relevance, adequate education, health care, social, economic, and civil rights of persons with disability. This era calls for persons with disability to avail themselves against all odds, to be teachable, acquire any possible skills, socialize in a networking manner, and be mentees to positive figures and personalities in their society or environment. Nothing stops an average person with disability to have mentors that are successful persons with disabilities in different fields of life. For example, one can have a mentor in academics, relationship, marriage, business, politics, sports, driving, or adaptation to disability aids, etc. Therefore, to be able to survive in this era, persons with disabilities can accept the opportunities to volunteer in order to promote or launch their abilities and to enlarge their support base. Persons with disabilities can agitate for their access and inclusion in all aspects of legitimate association within their environments that they are eligible to participate in. Persons with disabilities should exhibit acceptable behaviors at all times and amidst their various capabilities and talents. This is because some able-bodied men and women may hold negative views and perceptions against persons with disabilities that can easily be proved wrong with acceptable behaviors from persons with disabilities. Persons with disabilities should ignore misinformed mindset against them and keep being the star and icon that they are. Truly, as persons with disabilities, you are considered the bravest in our environment because of your physical capabilities to accept your disabilities and maintain calmness for a better livelihood in all aspects of life's developmental activities. Any able body that doubts this reality should feign or pretend to portray an aspect of any disability for just 5 minutes. By partaking in such lessons, the courage and determination of persons with disability can easily be understood. Let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down, no, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and my name is Itekana Altrade, the immediate past senior special assistant to the Rivers State Governor on physically challenged matters and an activist for the access, equality, and inclusion of persons with disabilities into mainstream activities. I have been speaking on the topic, Building Back Better Toward a Disability Inclusive, Accessible, and Sustainable Post-COVID-19 World. In continuation, to earlier advise persons with disability on how to cope in this post-COVID-19 era, and I want to speak on the government's intervention for persons with disability and in what forms they should come. Inclusion for persons with disabilities is key in effective governance and community-based development. Persons with disabilities should be represented in all spheres of decision-making and developmental strides through the establishment of disability offices or inclusion desks in strategic ministries, departments, and agencies. And the establishment of disability database is inevitable in this regard. And foremost, the inclusion of persons with disability should anchor on disability-sensitive policies and the enforcement of the Discrimination Against Persons with Disability Prohibition Act 2018. For the community, corporate sector, and civil society's intervention, parents and caregivers should amix all odds avail their wards or households with disabilities the enabling environment to socialize and integrate into their primary and secondary environments, like their able-bodied mates. Such practice will, amongst others, prepare children with disability the smooth transition into basic education with their able-bodied mates. Early social integration would enable persons with disability to eliminate any perceived stigmatization within their environment, and in turn get them perceived as special and courageous individuals. And this will further help them build positive personality structures and the needed resilience to adapt in a changing environment. Noteworthy, the corporate sectors are mostly hit by COVID-19. But the corporate sector should, as a matter of goodwill to mitigate the effect of COVID-19 on persons with disability, incorporate policies like special internships for persons with disabilities that are educated. Their policies can also accommodate the provisions of palliatives to families of persons with disabilities. Thoughts like this would surely cushion the effects and perceived gaps by governments and other stakeholders, and the corporate sectors should engage community of persons with disabilities in their catchment areas to know their challenges and how best to include them in the company's corporate social responsibilities. And in turn, the companies should also engage civil societies in delivering their social responsibilities to persons with disabilities. This is because there are designated civil societies with diverse objectives and technicalities to execute specific projects like such that benefit persons with disabilities. Hence, governments have shown their incapability to deliver all civil demands and expectations of citizens and stakeholders. That is why government should promote enabling policies that would instigate other stakeholders' participation in covering government's gap. Even where some corporate sectors, religious bodies, or civil societies thrive, they cannot outright governments in providing certain rights, amenities, and security. This is why civil society should drive for tripolar partnership with the community of persons with disabilities, the government, and the corporate sectors to cover for the socio-economic, political, cultural, and academic gaps associated with persons with disabilities. And the media should, in this regard, promote activities of persons with disabilities as part of their contributions. Religious bodies should amix providing tangible succor for persons with disability, relinquish roles for persons with disabilities in order to showcase their capabilities. In conclusion, life is all about a divine gift at its earliest stage, and life at its average stage nourishes on what passes through it, and at its later stage, life becomes an individual's project of survival. At the peak stage of life, it is what the living think and believe he or she wants to be that turns out for them. But for persons with disabilities, it was never their desire that livelihood would include having disability. However, they have accepted disability as an occurrence that doesn't happen twice. It is such experience that showcases their resourcefulness, resilience, and courage to survive and transform the world if given the enabling environment and opportunities. Ask yourself as an audience, how resourceful and courageous would you be with an aspect of disability? You may have committed suicide, God forbid, but yeah, persons with disabilities are still alive and aspiring in faith for opportunities and the enabling environment to display their abilities and full potentials to better the world. Therefore, if persons with disabilities can survive to live, then they can be who they want to be if only society would understand their aspirations and inherent challenges that is associated with disability, and in turn create the enabling environment and policies in order to extract the best out of disabilities. Finally, RIF Ethics enjoins you to support persons with disabilities in our communities and raise awareness of the importance of creating a future where persons with disabilities experience equal opportunity and face no barriers in all aspects of their lives, whether it be going about their day-to-day lives with adequate accessibility in their communities, joining the workforce, or being able to showcase their abilities and reach their goals without facing barriers.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of RIF Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.rivethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join RIF Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at RIF Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on reeveethics@gmail.com. The RIF Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you, wishing you a great week ahead.